Jews are made this day. When did it happen today?
Today, yes.
Yes.
One question on the Tosfos.
Yes.
On Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Bet. I believe I understand the question. I think I understand the answer. That we're concerned with the adversary having this reciprocal hatred, and therefore by...
Yeah, we just reserved something in between. He has called it a reciprocal hatred, but it's not the same hatred.
Right, it's not reciprocal hatred.
You see, it is unjustifiable hatred. The only hatred is, I'm responsible for it only in so far that I can't do anything about it.
Right.
So at least don't show it to him. What am I going to do it? Because if I show it not in such a way that it creates a hatred in him back to me. So I'm in a very difficult position here. If you want to understand it well, Stuart, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm concerned that you take the trouble to fetch me to the airport, from the airport, bring me to the hotel. At least I want you to understand all I'm saying, you see. So, it's a very delicate case here. That is what Tosfos does here. And that is the beauty of Tosfos here. Here you just get, in a moral issue, the depth to which the Tosfos goes. Mutterlis no so. He did something wrong. I've got the right to hate him. Good evening, Robert. Not only have I got Mutterlis no so. Till I can reprove him of anything. So what is happening? He hates me in return.
And I'm partially responsible.
I'm responsible for his hatred.
So this is a tikkun.
So what do I do? That says, if my friend has got a behemoth, a chamor. My friend has got a chamor, and the mitzvah there is lifrok, to unload, which is a greater mitzvah than liton, te'ino. Triko is a greater mitzvah than te'ino. And he's got a behemoth liton, then I've got to leave his behemoth, my friend's chamor, and I've got to help him. Why? Lochuf es yitzvah.
What?
Now, you've got to understand, if it is a straight case, you see, if it is a straight case that there's nothing, he doesn't hate
two
me.
Two friends, right?
But no, it's an enemy, but he doesn't hate me more than, he's got every justification for hating me. I don't like him, he doesn't like me. So we don't like each other. Then I've got to help him first. Why? Straight, it's a straight lochuf es yitzvah. I shouldn't hate him. It is vosispes dechicho bilbobecho. I shouldn't hate him. Since I shouldn't hate him, it's a straight case. That in a case like this, I've got to help him. Why? Because by doing that, I'm helping myself. I'm rooting out a sino to another person. Daniel, you follow what I'm saying? It says, you're not allowed to hate your friend in your heart. And I've got a sino against him. It's a sino's chino. I don't like him. He's in my profession.
Is that what Baba Matthias is dealing with?
That's right.
So
that's why this place is getting surprised.
It's a sinas chinam there.
It's a sinas chinam, yes.
And here, it's a
justifiable. It's a justifiable
one. The din's the same.
The din is the same, but we've got to work it out.
For a different reason, then.
Yes, we've got to work it out. There, it's easy to work out. So the din is lochu besitzo in order to curb his spirit. It's wrong to hate him. Now, last time when we were doing this Gemara, I found it very difficult to understand. He joked up today, by the way. I found it very difficult to understand. What was the difficulty you have understanding? I mean, I made it all so simple. And I went away with the impression that you didn't know what I was speaking about. Good. I was apologized to you also. I wasn't done today. Really, it is very rude of me. Yeah, I know.
Now, how was your dinner?
And I asked someone, and this person said very simply, of course we didn't understand what he was talking about. We don't know what hatred is. Is that true? Don't you know what hatred is?
You know what hatred is?
Hatred. Signal.
Soulmate.
I think I do.
Now, when you speak about sinner, there's all. If the Rebbe Shlomo has given in us sinner, there is a reason for it. And one must hate evil. And if a person is a Rosha, you hate a Rosha. The only thing is you must make a distinction between a Rosha and an evil doer. You know, this isn't a Rosha. You must make a distinction between a Rosha and evil doer. The last week said it already. You know, there was a man called Nimrod once. And it says, you got it. Chush yolad es Nimro, chush gave birth to Nimro, hu heiched yeyos gibor ba'oretz. He began to be gibor taki ba'oretz, a gibor in the land. Hu o yo gibor tzayid ibnei Hashem? Who is this man?
It's stronger?
If the chush yolad es Nimro. Who's the father of chush?
Canaan.
Who's the father of Canaan?
Ham.
Basement with them and says we're not so torn. That means so we know with whom we're dealing.
Yes.
We know with whom you're dealing. But Chush Yonah this Nimrod, and Chush gave birth to Nimrod. What can you expect? So you've got Nimrod. Who has said he is Gibor Ba'aretz? He began to be the Gibor Ba'aretz. Afterwards, he's got it, the Unculus has got it. Who should have married Gibata Kifpa'ara? He was the tyrant. He was the tyrant.
But I think Gibra means strong.
Yes, but he was understanding what sense it's used. There's nothing wrong in being strong. But he says Gibur Takifpa'ara. He was the tyrant. He was the person that threw Avrom into the Kipshino Aish. Who are your Gibel Tzayid Bifnei Hashem? He was a Gibel Takif, a Gibel Tzayid Bifnei Hashem. What does it mean, Bifnei Hashem?
Before
Hashem.
Before
Hashem.
Oh,
so, what is this thing? So what does it mean, he was a nasty piece of work before Hashem? What brings Hashem into this? So, the Chazal say, Makir et Boro, umitzkaden vimrei bo. He had a korah for Hashem, he knew who Hashem was. When he umitzkaden vimrei bo. And his kavona was to rebel against him. That's what you call a rosha. He's not a chote, he's a rosha. Chote is a sinner. That is a Rosho. It says also with the with Skadel. It was in this week's Rashi. Don't you do Rashi here?
No.
Rashi brings it also. They were also Choti Blashim. It uses some. They were chotim to Hashem by Yates Atom today. It's the same thing, that the people of Sodom and Amorah were Chotim Hashem. What does it mean to El Hashem? They knew Hashem, they were Machi, they had a Korah for Hashem, and Niskav Nudim Redbo, and they had Kavonah to do it, they wanted to root it out. Now, that is a Rosh. Now, I don't suppose you find that type of person. I don't suppose you find that type of person. That you must have, yes?
Was Hitler registered as a
Rothschild? Who? You see, you mustn't forget the, you know, the, what I'm trying to do is, well, just let me give you an example, because what I, this is a very important thing to realize. The Gemara in two places speaks about what will be in the Bais HaMashiach. And they say, one of the things they say, the government will be an atheistic government. Atheistic government. Now, you must understand that it's not speaking about Germany. It's speaking about Jews. That you've got to understand. You follow what I'm saying? It'll be an atheistic government. Now, I must tell you, when I learned it, and I couldn't imagine that these things could ever happen. Now they're happening. Everything, every single one of them is happening now. I couldn't understand an atheistic government, because when I was a boy, or when I was a young man, governments weren't atheistic. When I learned that for the first time, the English government says, the king was called the defender of the faith. On the American coins, they were serve God or whatever it was on the American coins.
Can we trust?
I beg pardon.
Can we trust?
Yes, I mean the American coins. What do you mean? An atheistic government. That was the first time, and I thought it was referring to the Soviet Union. It was only years later that I thought, good heavens. How foolish one can be. But this is the weakness, this is the weakness of a human being. He hears that person does that and that person does that and that nasty person, nasty person. After if he goes and thinks about it, he says, you know, I also do that to him. He didn't realize it. The other one he sees does it. The Yisroel Slanter said, to find in oneself a fault that one sees in another person, to find it in oneself, you've got to be a gaon in midos. You've got to be a genius in morality. Yeah, I thought we were speaking about Russia, and I used to see it's coming true. Could I ever imagine that in Eretz Yisrael there'll be a state of Israel, but in Eretz Yisrael, the government would be an atheistic government? The only prime minister that we've ever had that mentioned Hashem was only one. The others on principle wouldn't do it. Do you know what that means? I told you that they took 2,000 children from Tehran in about 1940, the Jewish agency. And they planted them in Trefa atheistic kibbutzim.
In 1940?
In about 1940, yes.
Before the war?
Well, it was during the war, immediately after the war. Planted them, and poor Rabbi Herzog came to ask the world, see what they are doing. They said, well, what could it be? But this was done in order to get these 2,000 to be not to be atheistic. To be, what do they call those? Shomer Ratzoy. To be Shomer Ratzoy. This is a group that is socialist in name and communist in, socialist in thought and communist in deed. How do they still exist, the Shomer Ratzoy?
Interestingly enough, they're now looking for ways, because the whole thing is empty.
This is what they did. See, now this was done by Kavona to root it out. To root it out. In the schools, when they taught the Bible strictly as literature and as mythology and it's as history, but no moral lesson at all. Nothing. And it was taught this, of course, listen, we don't believe anything like this. Taught like that. This is what was going on. So realize that it's about our own people that we are speaking about. We don't have to worry about the others. We've got to get our own house in order.
We never really have to worry about racism and majority.
No, of course we worry about it. Of course we worry about it. But you know, it's the same thing as thieves are in my house, robbers are in my house, they're plundering my home, and I'm running about collecting money for a home for stray dogs that they're making somewhere. You can look after stray dogs. You know what a priority is. That's what it is. But when we speak about Xeno, about the real hatred, the person knows what it's all about, and then is discovering the limbo. I mean, that is the worst type of person. Now, I tell you, you know, that's a real Russia today. It's so difficult to find a genuine Russia. It's all artificial. To find a real Russia, you don't get it anywhere. If you ask me to produce one, you will find difficulty in getting one. So you've got a situation, they've got an adjuster down in the, up in the north, they've got an adjuster, where on principle, there is one family that gives the dinner, the yearly dinner for adjuster, on principle it must be straight. Comes from an Orthodox home, to root it all out. Now, it's bordering already on this sort of thing. They know what it is. In South Africa and in England, reform is not the establishment, and conservative, Orthodox is the establishment. And to belong to the reform, there is a bit of a
stigma.
To belong to the reform, a stigma. And if you speak to a reform person and say, what congregation? I belong to the reform. I had a row with them. They asked me for a ticket they wouldn't, when I was a child, they wouldn't let me into shul there. He'd always got some reason, you see. Or they didn't want to convert my daughter-in-law or something like that, you see. That's why. They explain it always. And we used to say, what do we do if a reformed person comes to that? And he was very strict. What do we do in the book? We decided if a reformed person comes to us, if we give him a challah Shabbos and call him after the Torah, if a reformed person comes, we have got nothing against him. It's against the reform movement that is what's ruling. Then they had a rabbi. But this was a rabbi who knew quite a lot. But he went over to reform. We said, but him not. Because he knows what it's about. He's makir es bo'lo, umiskavim libo bo'lo. And he's amazing to make yes, he leads them away. That is a serious matter. So that we won't allow. You follow? So these things you've got to understand. So that is justifiable sin. A person, undermines my child, speaks lies about him, takes away his living. Must I love him? Must I love him? Come on, this is loving. Must I waste my love on him? This is a thing, this is depravity. What are you getting out of it? This is some depravity. You're depraved. So I've got to love you for him. I've got a friend. He doesn't like me.
I am the same profession.
Oh, that's a different thing. That's a different thing. I don't like him, he's in my profession, he's successful and I'm not. It's a sinner's killer. That's no. Perhaps it's not even a sinner, he just doesn't like me. Not allowed. That's not allowed. But he is speaking with justifiable enough. In Bosom at Sea, the Gemara speaks there about the sinner's chinam, I don't like it. Why don't you like it? Well, you know, I find reason there. Look at the truth. I've got this professional jealousy. Professional jealousy, right? And his animal needs te'ino, and my friend's needs prikol. I go to him and I do the te'ino first, lochufes yitzrak. I've got to curb it. And if I do it for him, I start loving him. Te'ino is loading, prikol is unloading.
And if your enemy has the te'ino, you're still
going to... Although my friend has got the prikol, which is a greater mitzvah, yes. I've got to help my friend first.
My enemy first.
And it's a smaller bit, lochufes yitzra. But here is another point. Here the lochufes yitzra is different. Because here we've got a case where it's not a sinas chino. Here is the case that I've got some justification. I've got some justification for not liking him. Because there is a devil erva. And I can't do anything about it. But I hate him for it. Yes, you know. It's not a deep hatred. But he does the wrong thing. Now, so why should I hate him? This is permitted. So Tosfos takes a very interesting... Tosfos says, the Yesh Lomar, Kivan Shehu Sono Gam Chaveiro Sono Azo. Since I don't like him, he doesn't like me. Simply because he said, Kamayim Aponim Aponim, that is the way Cain Levo Odom La Odom. That is the way a person feels that he doesn't like him and he doesn't like me in return. Uvoin mitocha chlidei sino gemuro. So there will be a proper sino here and a bad sino. A bad sino. Kufiyud Gimel Omid Beis, the top of the toes, the base there. And it will be a bad sino there. Because the sino he has to me is an unjustifiable sino. And therefore it will bring about more sino of me to him. So that is why the Shaykh Kufiyas Yetzer, that is why it is Shaykh that I should have Kufiyas Yetzer because of him.
Shaykh,
it's appropriate. It's apposite that I should have clearly. Is that, you follow what I'm saying?
The only problem that I have is yes. Trying to free up Yetzer.
Yes. To curb your spirit. Okay. To bend it. And once you bend it, you've got control over it already.
That, I understand where it's a sin of sin of you're bending your Yetzer because your Yetzer is not to... You normally don't want to help him.
That's right.
But if it's a case of a mitzvah, Lucinato,
yes,
then the reason why you're doing it is for his benefit mostly, so that he shouldn't have this unjustifiable hatred for you.
I'm helping him. Right. That's right.
But then my problem is, why do we call that kafiyas yetzer? Kafiyas yetzer.
That is Kafiyas Yetzer. I don't want to help him. So once I don't want to help him, I've got to bend my Yetzer. It goes against the grain. Here is my friend. Here is his poor donkey, Dobbin. And Dobbin is crouching under the leg. He's my friend and I know his donkey. I'm on first name. At least I call him by his first name. He doesn't call me. But I call him by his first name, his donkey. I know the donkey. I know the master. And the poor donkey is crouching under his load. And guess my enemy. He's a miserable animal. And it's only te'ino. I leave and I go to him. And I help him. You know what that does? You know what that does?
It's friendly.
Now, Green made the remark, is that's why if I have a simcha, must I phone my enemy? And if you don't, no. But yeah, you come, yeah, you're faced with it. You're confronted with it. It's a different thing. And apropos of this, I told you about the Vilna Gaon. The posuk in Mishle is Hachazek Bamuso. Shlomo HaMelech says, hold tightly on to Musa. Al Teref, don't let go. Yes, don't let go. No, that this is with the top. That's with the test. Al Teref, don't let go. Mitzreho, look after it. Tehi Chayecho, because that is your life. Now look what the Vilna Gaon says. It says the Vilna Gaon. He says, "Hachazek b'musav, echuz es amusav, shehischal tobel, v'techazak es atzmecho." Take hold of musav once you begin, and strengthen yourself with it. Al teref, don't let go. Afilu lefi shor, if only for an hour. That's the most. Shor can be less than an hour, but certainly not. Don't let go only for an hour. What's a terrible thing if you shouldn't let it go for an hour? What's a terrible thing? What's a terrible thing if you're under an antibiotic? And you don't take an antibiotic for a couple of days. And now I want to go back to the antibiotic. Lots. And I must tell you, I've noticed it. If a person is a Baal Musa, and he works on his medicine, he decides to leave it. To get him back to it, when he wants to come back to it. What a job. It's easier to work with a person who has nothing and get him right than a person who was in this and let him go and now he wants to come back. Very, very difficult. And he says, Al teref afilu lekishor, al teref es atzmecho mina Musa, don't let go of yourself with regard to Musa. Mitzreho Gadit Kloma, that means to say Elo Adarabba Tosif Tomit Gedorim Mitzvahs Ala Musa Sheyo Lo Yobadi Devitio. Strengthen it, make all kind of fences and mitzvahs, do all kinds of mitzvahs that you shouldn't come to be weakened in it. And then he says, Kihi Chayecho, for it is your life. Now just listen to this. Ki Masheho Odom Chai, because that which a person, the mere fact that he's alive, who could they lishbo mashe lo shibeir ad eino? Oso hamidos, it is in order that he should break an attribute that until now he hasn't broken. So he had a mido of kas. He's broken his kas. God's anger. Now he's got a mido of sino. He breaks his mido of sino. Now he's got a meter of atzlus, a laziness, he breaks his meter. But his whole life is, and if he finds that he's already got a meter that he hasn't got to break, then there's no point living anymore. Then you're an angel, you don't belong to this world. But that is what it is, that is your whole life. And this is the Vilna Gaon. May Hashem bring us to Yomim Tovim, other Yomim Tovim, Havoim Bikroseinu that are coming, L'Sholem in peace, Semechim Bebinyan Irecho, rejoicing in the rebuilding of your city, the Sosim Bebevavadesecho, V'Nochal Shom Min Azvochim U'Min Apsochim, it should be Min Azvochim U'Min Apsochim, Ad Baruch Atu Hashem Ko'al Yisrael. And he ends with Baruch Atu Hashem Goal Yisrael. So according to Rabbi Tarfon, it's a bracha that begins with Baruch Atu Hashem, but doesn't end with Baruch Atu Hashem. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's a much longer bracha, which also contains a supplication that we may enjoy other regalim to come Hashem may spare us to enjoy other regalim, and it ends with a Baruch to Hashem. That is what it tells us. Apropos of that, I just want you to know that we say minazvochim u'minapsochim and not minapsochim u'minazvochim, because on Pesach there is the Korban Chagigo and there is the Korban Pesach. And the Korban Chagigo is eaten first, and afterwards the Korban Pesach is eaten. So with a brocha of Geulo. Now, as I'm going along the Rashbam, I'm explaining the Rashbam also to you. He concludes the Haggadah with a brocha of Geulo. Messiah means he concludes. And that's the only meaning it has. Concludes or seal, same word. Concludes or ends or finishes. And they all mean exactly the same thing. And now he doesn't explain how to make the bracha. He doesn't explain the form of the bracha. He doesn't explain the content of the bracha. He just says you make a bracha, the subject of which is Geula. That's all he says. Ula kamon, and further on, pligivo rabbi tarfen v'rabbi akivo. And later in the Mishnah, Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva differ b'ha'hi brocha in that brocha. Dile Rabbi Tarfon poseach b'boruch v'enach hosein b'boruch. According to Rabbi Tarfon, you open it with a boruch, but a human being can do. That is a kiruch habachim. Yes?
I think it's probably
Oh, I'm sorry, you know, you get me in.
Knowing about Hashem. I have a hard time picturing somebody who knows about Hashem.
And yes.
I mean, his whole way of thinking must be that he must either be a sick individual or... No. How can you know about Hashem and yet try to undermine
it? It is very much that. It is very much that one finds the nice people.
I mean, it seems like a contradiction in terms almost. You would have to not know about Hashem in order to say.
No, you've got the Ishachus thing as a hatred. And let me put it on altogether a different way. Can you imagine that a man knows exactly the worth of a person? No, and he's got such a hatred to him. He knows it, he is. And he's got such a hatred to him. Can you imagine that? I just want to tell you, speak about Menachem Porush, Rabbi Menachem Porush, told me once, you speak about certain things, so he told me a story of the instance, he told me several stories against himself. Which is a very good person to tell a story against himself too. Golda Meir was the Minister of Foreign Affairs. And she had to go to America to work through a deal. You know, now it's easy to get arms from America. But then it was very difficult to go to deals with the Arabs and all that, and she failed. And she failed. So she came back, and Menachem Marish Farish led the opposition. So he said, as a leader of the opposition, he's got to attack her. So he attacked her. And he let her have it in the Knesset. What kind of a foreign minister is this? She's got such a wonderful case. She's got such a wonderful case. And she goes to America, and she can't do anything. She makes a mess of it. Is this a foreign minister with such a wonderful case? He said she just didn't bat an eyelid. When he had finished, she got up, and she fixed her beady gaze on him and said, Menachem Porush, she was a socialist in by designation, and a communist in her thinking. So she doesn't call him Rabbi Porush. Doesn't call him Mr. Porush. Menachem Porush. Do you believe in God? She said yes. He said, you believe you've got a good case? He said, I don't believe. Convince me. Come along. Convince me that he is a God. I don't believe. You've got such a good case. What are you speaking about, though? I had a good case when I went to America.
Do you know what it means to convince people they don't want to know? They don't convince me. She just floored him. So he told me that story to how clever she is. He floored him. Told me that story to how clever he is. Not to tell me that she wasn't an Orthodox woman, because everybody knew that.
The inclination is to hate the person, the yetzer inclination, by doing something that endears him to the person that he's helped.
No, it doesn't, but it removes that, you see. In an ordinary case, sinas chinuch, in Bob Metzia, they didn't speak about sinas chinuch. There you've got to do it to just take that act, I've got no right to hate him. And this is the way you hate him. If you hate a person, there's no reason for you to hate him, then you've got to root out that. One of the ways you overcome it is by forcing yourself to do something or interesting yourself, helping him. That helps you.
But in this case, you
happen to
someone to be
truthful. Exactly, but there's a special thing. He's hating you, and you're the cause of it. And that's the sin of chinam in him. You will do him an act like this, he won't hate you.
Why don't we say then to curb his hate? Curb his yetzer, then we do it.
We do it. But this is, it's both. This is, Gabriel says, it's both. He tells us, he says in the Gemara, kefias yetzer. He doesn't say kefias yetzer. He says kefias yetzer applies. It's a bending of the spirit. It all applies here.
You're curbing his yetzer,
but you're helping him with his yetzer. But it's your yetzer you are curbing in order to curb it, because you think it's so easy to do.
Because the person hates you.
That's
hate.
Right.
So it's difficult.
It's difficult for me. But I am indirectly and involuntarily a cause of his hating me. And he's actually the kind. He's a sinner's chinam to me. He's got no right to hate me.
What I don't understand is, it seems that the very thing that is good, which is your hatred of the person,
yes,
is what you must curb in order to help them. That's the question.
You see, you've got to be able to break it down, to analyze, to break it down. And the breakdown is, he hates me for no reason whatsoever. I hate him for the justifiable reason. So, I must help him. By helping him, he won't hate me. By helping him, if I have more hatred to him than I'm entitled to have, I'll break that also. But it won't, this hatred that I've got, then I've got it under control, which is a correct hatred.
Yeah.
So I hate him, I've done something good, so I've got it completely under control. That is really, you've got to just be able to analyze.
Is that when you get to the curse, is the extra hatred that could not be there?
First of all, there's the extra hatred, isn't there?
Yeah.
And then you also keep, he's dating, he sees you as open.
Right.
So immediately, he's friendly towards me, he doesn't hate me.
But it's not to me that one has a justifiable hatred to therefore when he's not wanting to help him.
No. You've got to be very careful about that. The Chofetz Chaim speaks. The times that you allow, you know, you've got to give an opinion about the person. You give an opinion about the person. Now, the person wants that, should I go into business with that person? Go into business. I'm just thinking of an actual fact. This person who wants to go into business comes to a new place and makes a really good impression and goes to the bank manager and takes out his yarmulke, puts his yarmulke on, makes a wonderful impression. And he was in Australia, and he got people's money, and then he went bankrupt, and he went away with it. He was in Israel, did the same thing. He was in England, he did the same thing. There was one other place. Four times. So, and now, and I know about this, and somebody asked him if he was going to partnership. Now, the deal is that I've got to tell him no, and this is the reason why. But I've got to be very careful. that I don't overstep the mark. I hear him just as much as he would know that he knows that he mustn't go into business with me, but that I've got a duty to hear him. I mustn't do to get something off my chest that I mustn't do. I must do it only to help him. See, so they are dealing in all of these things, yes.
I would say then that I hate generated by the Yetzer HaTov, and that in doing this, there's a recognition that it's difficult to only hate with the Yetzer HaTov.
Very good. That's right. That's an excellent analysis. That's right. See that there's no Yetzer Ra in your nature, that you only Yetzer HaTov.
What would one say in such a circumstance when you meet a person that's been involved in the important
things? Of course, I had recently a person asked me about a certain young man, asked me about the family, told the family I gave a very good report. Then he asked me about the young man. And I was dreading it. I said, look, I'm not in a position, I'm not competent. I hardly ever see him. But you've got to speak to his Rosh Hashanah. Sir, that's his Rosh Hashanah, sir, work. Well, that's not my work. I don't have to explain that to you. First of all, his Rosh Hashanah is far more competent than I am. And who knows, perhaps he's improved, I don't know. But he's scared Rosh Hashanah would have that. So that you've got to discuss. You part of it, so you've got to know when you speak and when you don't speak. But in this other case I'm telling you about this business plan. In New Zealand and then in Australia, he was all over, you see, and he came away with lots of money. And he got somebody to go into business with him, and he did the same thing again. And he said, I don't use my money to go into business. I never use my money. Even with a person like that. So I said, of course you've got to go into business, you've got to speak to him. There's an obligation. Have you come across that in the Chofetz Chaim already, where he reckons out four or five things, how you deal with the situation like that? Yes.
Are there any general categories where we can see how a proper type of hatred is expressed?
That's very easy, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to say, well, then he hates him. But does he do anything in respect to the fact that he hates him? No, he doesn't do anything. How is...
You know, very often, David HaMelech just says, Tachli Sino Sonetz. Those that hate Hashem, I hate them with with the utmost hatred. But it's a hatred from the Yetzer HaTov, which is very difficult to use your Yetzer HaTov for the hatred. I mean, if a person is ill and the cure for his illness is marzipan, you know what marzipan is. So what's the worst that I can do? I can give him a little less than a needs a little bit more marzipan. So I'll give him twice as much marzipan. But that's not. He needs chickening to help him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But it's good for him. Oh, yes. But yeah, I've got to be very careful. It must be just the right measure and not anything more. Some people will say, but yeah, this is too dangerous. To hate a person like this, I'd rather not hate. I'd rather transgress and not hate him than hate him and transgress that I'm overstepping the mark. And that I'm hating him with, I'm using my gate to the right to his tune.
Which do you think which is better?
Depends on the person, depends on the circumstances. The best example is a father with a child. Child does something wrong. Father might have to smack him. Then he's smacking with a gate or a table with his head to roll out. And if he strikes him out of anger, it's a very serious matter. Very serious matter. Very serious matter. Only out of love. You've got a verse in Tehillim. Sorry, it's not a verse. It's in Mishlei. Tovo tochachas meguno el ahavo mesukeres. Open chastisement is better than hidden love. And they ask him, what does it mean? He said, no, that's not the way to translate it. Tovo tochachas meguno. Open chastisement is good. May ahavum, if it comes from hidden love. I mean, to chastise a person and reproach a person because you want to get off your chest. I'm allowed to do. Chastise a person and he becomes red. They cease all of hate. So you created a sin. You put him to shame. Don't do it. Some want to say, and they said this already a couple of hundred years ago, are they reshoring today? Because we've got to be mochiach then. And today we've lost the art of tochacha. We've lost the art of reproving a person. Lost the art. Moshe Rabbeinu waited until he was dying. It was at the end of his life, then he reproved them. Why? He was afraid they wouldn't be able to face it. Yaakov Avinu was very, very careful till on his deathbed, then he reproved them. Wouldn't do it to his lifetime, he was afraid they wouldn't be able to face him afterwards. So, this is it. Tomorrow he won't be here. Today I have to reprove them. So, you're dealing with very dangerous things. My uncle is Elokai, that sold the Shemi, my rose, for signed with a baby ball, and give him green color light. No. I know that he didn't say, he didn't say this. Pesach Libi Beser, Libidim Kalalai Nafshisi Deum, Vnafshisi Yopon Akurishti. The whole Kohim or Lairo or Mehirofer, the Kalkeil Makshavtom. There's something there that he didn't say. Whether it was that the one or the Rimkalalaina, the Nafshik of a no. I think it was that. The whole Kohim or Lairo Mehirofer Atsosom. I don't think he says the Kalkeil Makshavtom. You see it in English translation. The Kalkeil Makshavtom. I don't think he said that. But I know the only time I saw him at a Malava Malka was, I think I mentioned this to you, in Kfar Hasidim, and it was winter, midwinter, and I had Shalashudas with him, and then we went to Daven Ma'ariv, and then after Ma'ariv we came back and he sat down to Malava Malka, and I said, I just can't, I've had a So he washed, he put candles on the table, and he said the Sheorim. Do you know what the Sheorim are?
No.
We'll find a Sidur one day, and you'll find in the Sidurim have got a prayer book that you never printed. And in the Sidur, the Sasha, and there is something there about the wicked, and he was it. And he was saying this to me, and he kept it with me, and he was pointing, and he was, and he came and he just went like that, and he skipped over that, and he was gone. Didn't say that. Why didn't he say that? Too dangerous. Too dangerous. Very good. He used to use hatred. You've got to use it, and you've got to be careful that when you use it, use a little bit less rather than a little bit more. Use a little bit less, not a little bit more, yes.
I'm not sure that I'm going to say that now, but one of the things that has always struck me is that people that do evil or that are serious,
people that are what that are?
People that don't do the right thing.
Yes.
They're really more negative than positive.
Yes.
They use all these instruments that we're talking about as being dangerous.
Yes.
To devastating effect. And yet we, people who are trying to do good,
yes,
hold back from those things. And it seems like by doing that and not being able to meet them head on, it allows
well, you see, these are all things, you know, you put me into theoretical situations. You follow? When you face with a theoretical situation, there are two things that are wrong. The one thing that is wrong with the theoretical situation, you don't know exactly what you're dealing. But there's something much worse. When you're faced with a theoretical situation, you haven't got the responsibility. So you don't give it your correct attention. But when you're dealing with an absolute mindset, you've got to make, then you give it your proper attention. These are things that you've got to work out. You're quite right. These are things that you've got to work out. The amount and the length of time that you have it. And once you've sort of overcome it and you've got to reduce it, of course these are all things. You mean it was very strange that you had all this trouble. Yeah, please, we've got to get on with a little bit of breath. No, could you dial it on the screen?
No.
We've got to be much further than that.
Yeah.
Now, you know, I don't quite know what to say to you. It was important that you should know this Vilna Gaur. Okay, this is basic. It's absolutely basic. But too much time on it. There's too much time on it, you see. So let us now get started. Now, Kufu Dynamite Base, is that right?
Right.
From what particular point do you want me to start? Anything that you felt that I went over too quickly?
You want to start with Chotein de Geula?
All right, fine. The Chotein de Geula. Now, we did the Rashbam on the Chotein de Geula, do you remember? Mm-hmm. That's an important Rashbam.
With the Tzuvos.
With the Tzuvos, yes. So that is an important Rashbam, and we did that Rashbam. And I told you last time that the only thing I don't understand about the Rashbam is that he should go to such lengths to explain it and be absolutely clear. But that is a Rishon. A Rishon wants to be absolutely certain on these matters that you understand it and there's no doubt about it. So it says, V'chose b'geula, have you all got the place? Dafkuf you dine on the base. V'chose b'geula, and he concludes with the geula. That means that in the Haggadah, when you finish saying the Haggadah, before you drink the second toast, before you say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Barei Pri Haggadah Ve'Gofen, you say the Chosein Begeula, and you conclude the Haggadah with a brocha on Geula. Then you've got a machlokes as to what is the meaning of it, Rabbi. what is it, Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva? Whether it is a brocha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Goal Israel, start with a Baruch Atah Hashem, end with a Baruch Atah Hashem. We start with a Baruch Atah Hashem and we end with a Baruch Atah Hashem because we fasting like Rabbi Akiva. Omar Rova, said Rova, Kriya Shema Vahalei. Kriya Shema, after Kriya Shema, in the morning and in the evening, we say Baruch Atah Hashem Goal Israel, Bahalel, and
Hallel in the Haggadah.
In the Haggadah, Vahalel and in the Haggadah, Go Al Yisrael. We say Go Al Yisrael. The Tzluso. Now the word Tzluso means prayer. And please remember the word. Tiskabel Tzloshon Uvo Ushon. Receive Tzloshon our prayers. Uvo Ushon and our supplications. So, the Tzluso, that of prayer, when we're dealing with the Ulo in prayer, that is Ra'eno or Nyeni, Vrivo, Ribeno, Gorein, Mero, Manchmecho, Ki Goel, Chozokoto, Baruch Atu Hashem, Goel Yisrael. My timer, what is the reason that we don't say Go Al Yisrael? The Rachaminu, because we are asking Rachamin. We are asking mercy from Hashem, compassion from Hashem. So we get it in the present tense. He's the Redeemer of Israel. It's not that he has redeemed Israel, the present tense. So that is all right. Omer Rabbi Zeira de Kiddusho. In the case of Kiddush, we say, Asher Kiddushon v'mitzvaso v'tzivon. Ditluso kadoshen v'mitzvasecho. In, when we say Kiddush, we say, Asher Kiddushon v'mitzvaso v'rotzavon v'shabas kodesh v'avo v'rotzavon v'chayah. And so forth. You remember? Ditzluso, take out the vetzivone, because it doesn't say vetzivone. It says, Ashik Rishon Mitzvah, verotzavone. It doesn't say vetzivone. So the grow, there's a grow on the side, so you take that out. Ditzluso, but in the Amido, we say, Yerakeinu, Velakeinu, 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 Kamishainu, Velakeinu, Secho. We say, sanctify us with your commandments. We don't say who has sanctified us. My timer, what is the reason? Terachmininu, because we're asking him. So sanctify us, we're speaking in the present tense.
We're speaking about Shabbos. We're not supposed to be asking for things about Shabbos.
That you can ask. You are, don't ask for Borecho, Levi, Hashem, Hashem, the table, but Borecho. That you don't ask. But that we should, Shabbos, the whole idea of Shabbos is Kedusha. So that we should be through Kadshenu. That's Omar Rav Acho Bar Yaakov.
Rabbi Zera, that's a Palestinian Amora?
Must be, yes. Yes. You see, some of them were got their Semicha in Eretz Yisrael. So they were called Rabbi, and then they came over to Bobel, and they made the Bobel that they remained as Rabbi Zera. And the others were Rav. Omer Rav Acho Bar Yaakov said, Rav Acho Bar Yaakov, V'tzorich sheyazkir yetzietz Mitzrayim b'kiddush ayom. It is necessary to mention yetzietz Mitzrayim in Kiddush. So, why is it so necessary to prove it? K'siv roch elaman tizkeresh yom. U'k'siv rochum zecheresh yom ha'shavos l'kodsho. So, we'll soon see. So, I just wanted to explain to you why is it so important for him to tell us that you mentioned Yetzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush? Because really, what is Shabbos for? What is the idea of Shabbos? It's Zichor and Zechemar Bereishis. It is that we can understand. It's got to be. But why in Mitzrayim and in the middle of everything, bringing in Yetzias Mitzrayim, says the Gemara, because here it is written, Robert, are you with me?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It is written here, Leman Tizkor Es Yom, in order that you should remember the day of your going out from Egypt, all the days of your life. Uchesiv Hosom, and it is written there, that is in the Aseret HaDibros, in the Ten Commandments. Zochur is Yom HaShavos LeKodshehu. So we do a Gezeirah Shavah. We say that how do we remember Zochur is Yom HaShavos LeKodshehu? How do we remember it? Because it says Leman Tizkor Es Yom. We remember it by remembering Egypt also. Just let us do that little bit and we'll do the Rashbam on it and the little Tosfos that there is on it. If you look in your Rashbam, Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema.
there it is, clear.
Yes, Shema. Kriya Shema, Birkas Kehu.